Good morning and welcome to another edition of Beats and Eats. I'm Rick, and joining me with every Beats and Eats is the one and only Donna the Rock and Roll Chef. Beats and Eats is brought to you in part by the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries, offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. The South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews tax-free. SouthEgremontSpirits.com. And by Kenco Outfitters, outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. KencoOutfitters.com. Donna the Rock and Roll Chef travels up and down local roads looking for places to stop, get out, have a great bite to eat, maybe listen to some music, and maybe have a great snack, and then move on to the next exciting destination. Donna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great to see your face on this beautiful morning.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've been traveling around, and lately you've been around Ulster County. Where have you gone to?
Well, one of my favorite counties. I love Ulster County. I went to a cafe called Karma Road. It's an organic, vegan, and vegetarian cafe in New Paltz, New York.
This is Seth from Karma Road in New Paltz. Come on by and get some good food or juice or see some art. We'd love to see your smiling face anytime.
I totally went out of my comfort zone, I must say, going to a vegan place like this, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Because you're more comfortable with food that has other ingredients besides vegan ingredients in it, which is more of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
So when you take away milk, eggs, and things like that, how's it taste?
Pretty damn good.
Ha ha!
Pretty darn good. It's owned by Seth and Jen. Both of them are chefs. Mm. And they're a whole lot more than chefs. Yeah. I mean, Seth is a musician, an artist. In fact, his restaurant is almost like a gallery for his artwork.
Oh, cool.
Such beautiful, colorful, eclectic paintings. You can sit and have your breakfast or lunch, and you can look at all his artwork. The menu there is so extensive, okay? I thought I was going to be locked into just a couple of things.
Yeah.
No.
Explain.
Well, they've got smoothies, juices. Wraps, sandwiches, salads, sweets. I mean, you can mix and match and make different bowls.
So you can get the whole thing. You can get a soup, a salad, a meal, and a dessert.
Yes.
Mm.
You can get a 7-course meal to go. Take it home. Like I said, I went there with an open mind, and I honed right in on their signature items.
What's that?
The sweet potato biscuit.
Mm.
It was delicious.
Wow.
It was light, fluffy, and moist, and it did taste like a sweet potato.
Mm.
And then I tried their most popular sandwich, baked tofu.
The baked tofu.
Now, this was a challenge for me. However, it did not disappoint. It had a big smear of like walnut pesto on it.
Wow.
Had baked tofu, roasted red peppers, and it was on this delicious multi-grain toast.
Huh.
But the best part of it was served with this veggie slaw. It was so crunchy, and it had kale in it and cabbage. I mean, super healthy.
Mm.
Really, really delicious.
And the sandwich itself, did it make it?
It made it. I mean, it was so flavorful. I mean, it had so much going on with all the components.
Well, you think baked tofu tastes kind of like nothing. So you gotta spice it up or put
it. Was highly seasoned.
Oh,
it was
delicious.
Highly seasoned. In fact, it kind of looked blackened to me, but it was very, very flavorful.
Mm.
I loved it. My girlfriend had the same thing that I did, but she also had a smoothie.
Ooh.
She loved it.
Ooh.
It was a mango stinger. It had mangoes in it, bananas, and ginger. So yeah, she really enjoyed that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, they have so much on the menu, you'd have a hard time choosing. The people there are loyal customers. They come from all over. In fact, a lot of them were coming in and getting stuff to take with them for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And the location of the place, too, is spot on. You're right near the rail trail, and you're right on the River to Ridge Trail, which is a trail that cuts through this huge field, and it goes up to the Shawangunks.
Now we're talking beats and eats and hiking.
And hiking.
Love it.
Yes, I mean, come on, let's climb.
Yeah, yeah, so we can get some nourishment, we can get energized. I'm sure they have energy-producing food as well.
It is all healthy and organic. I mean, you can overeat like anywhere else. However, I think you feel a little bit more cleaner after you walk out of there, not so stuffed and whatnot. You feel like you want to exercise.
Good, clean food at Karma Road in New Paltz.
Yes.
What's the address again?
It's 11 Main Street in New Paltz, New York.
Okay.
And their website is karmaroad.net. They're on Facebook, too. I highly suggest when you're in New Paltz to stop in to see Seth and Jen at Karma Road. You'll have a lovely lunch or breakfast, and then you can go walk around the town. You can walk around the mountains. You'll feel terrific.
Love it. Hey, Donna, what's the best way folks can give you suggestions or comments? How can they get in touch with you?
Beats and Eats, WKZE at gmail.com.
I love doing this, Donna, so thank you so much for joining us every other week for Beats and Eats. And you have any ideas where you're going to go next?
I'm just going to say it's going to be a little cheesy.
Cheesy. I'll scratch my head and ponder that. Beats and Eats is brought to you in part by the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering eventies, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. The South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, tax-free, southegremontspirits.com. And by Kenko Outfitters, outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear, Route 28 in Kingston, KenkoOutfitters.com. Donna, you want to hear some music?
Yeah, some instant karma.
Mmm.